I adjust this thing.
I see, I lived in the country till I was about 10 or 12 years old.
While I adjust this, would you just count up to 20 while I adjust this so that I can tell how your voice is picking up? Right. Just in your ordinary voice.
You want to up here, Bobby? Put
well,
that.
I think that'll be all right. Yes, if I can adjust it so
well,
it'll
right.
Pick your voice.
Well, what you want me to talk about?
Well, would you just count up to 20 and I'll watch this and
all
see
right.
How you do.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, I think that'll be fine. This, as long as the needle is in this range, why, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, okay.
All right, sir, thank you. Would you tell me where you grew up?
Well, where I was born?
Yes.
Now, of course, now, all right, when you're ready, I was born in Hardeman County, out here in the Walnut Grove community, the Baptist Church by the name of Walnut Grove. You know?
Uh-huh.
And my daddy was a doctor, G.M. Dardis, and he practiced medicine out there for several years. Well, and...
Where did he go to medical school?
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
That's where he went.
Yeah, it's a fine school. Did your mother go to college?
Or? No, sir, she didn't go.
She was a housewife.
That's right. They had about 7 or 8 children.
I see.
And
where was your father born?
He's born in Hardeman County, out in there.
And your mother also?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Were your grandparents from the county too, or?
No, in the county. I never see my grandparents, but they was out in the county, that same area out in there.
Walnut Grove community,
they call it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he was a country doctor, of course, and he practiced medicine on a horse, on horseback, you know.
Oh, I see.
Riding horses. He had two horses. One of them couldn't stand it. Had to help two horses to hold up. Get around over the country, see, it's all dirt roads and mud, and I've seen him come in, he had a long beard, come in, the ice rolled all over his beard, you know, out in the rain, freezing. He had cool weather back in those days, and he'd come in, of course, he'd come in, get in the front of the fireplace, and thaw his beard out, that's right, and out there in the country, we had a farm or two, I believe it's two farms, and had a big orchard there. We'd raise all kind of fruit the children would.
What kind of fruit?
All had apples and peaches and plums and just all kinds of stuff like that.
What kind of peaches did you grow? The kind that you can break
open? Open peaches and cling also. We grew these, I don't guess you call them now, delicious, I guess. But back in those days, just a yellow apple and a red apple. Of course, it got a pretty big size. I remember one name, apple, was a horse apple. That's something unusual name. I remember that apple, it was a big old yellow apple.
It wasn't that small, it was a regular
big
size.
Big apple, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, we had small apples.
Uh-huh.
And we had a little, what you call a crab apple tree.
Oh, those are the small ones.
Small and a little sour, you know.
Did your mother make anything out of the crab apples?
She canned everything she had. Preserve and she'd make all kinds of stuff. Had all kinds of fruit, pears, plums, and everything.
Would she make any jelly out of the crab apples? Or would she?
She made some worse jelly out of fruit. Now, I wouldn't say about crab apples, but I would know we had all kinds of apples. Oh, we had about 25 hives of bees,